Rebbe says in the beginning of, we have the great schus this week to read the double parshios of Nitzavim and Vayelech. And really incredible, incredible parshios, both incredible parshios. But of course, we always read parshios Nitzavim on the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. Vayelech, sometimes yes, sometimes no. But Nitzavim is always read on the Shabbos before, Rosh Hashanah. And the Sfarim bring down, there are two reasons for that. First of all, again, when the parsha begins by saying, Atem Nitzavim Hayom, you are standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu today. So the Sfarim Darshan Hayom, Zeh Rosh Hashanah. This refers ultimately again to Rosh Hashanah, the idea being that the whole essence of Rosh Hashanah is Atem Nitzavim Hayom Lifnei Hashem Elokei Echad. Everybody stands before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and again, in line with the Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that on Rosh Hashanah, Kol Ba'i Olam Ovrim Lefanav Kibnei Maran. That on Rosh Hashanah, everyone, every living being in the universe passes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But of course, we also read Parshas Nitzavim, because Parshas Nitzavim makes reference to the Pasuk of Tshuva. So we'll say here in Nitzavim, Moshe Rabbeinu ultimately, again, foreshadows the fact that we're going to mess up. And that's not a shtach against Klal Yisrael. They will say that's just the reality of the human condition. The reality of the condition is that we make mistakes. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu is going to make mistakes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to go ahead and punish you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to put you into galus. But then Moshe says, don't worry. V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. You're going to do tshuva. You're going to listen to him. You're going to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And everything is going to be okay. And when you do tshuva, the Ribbono Shel Olam will help gather you from wherever you are. And we'll also listen to the pasuk. The pasuk says, this is in Perek Lamed pasuk. And literally, again, literally translated, even if you are scattered, right? Even if you are scattered, in the corners of the heavens, from there God will gather you, and from there God will take you. So we'll say, so the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh asks a very simple question. He says, the pasuk is obviously coming to teach you what is Moshe Rabbeinu saying? Moshe Rabbeinu is saying is, wherever you are, wherever you're scattered, Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, what? I'll find you. The Baal Shem Tov says, why does it say, why does it say that if you're scattered in the corners of the heavens, what should it say? Right? Even if you're scattered in the corners of the land, wherever you are, I will come to find you. So we'll say, listen to the beautiful holy words of the Baal Shem Tov. So Baal Shem Tov, you have to read the pasuk differently. Im yana dichacha, no matter where you are scattered, no matter how far you go, no matter how much you mess up in life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yedichacha, that's no matter how far you put yourself away from me, biktzei hashamayim, there is always a part of you that resides in the heavens. There's always a part of your neshama that remains unsullied, untarnished. There is always a part of you that remains holy. There is always a part of you that remains pure. And it's that part that lights the fire. It's that spark that ultimately, again, allows the fire of tshuva to ignite. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, people say that sometimes the greatest obstacle to tshuva is that we think we're too far gone. Is that we think I'm an ice far. I'm done. I've messed up so many years. I've been living so many years. People say, sometimes, you know what the greatest challenge of Elul is and the greatest challenge of Yomim Noraim is? I only speak for myself. You're tzaddikim. I speak for myself. The greatest challenge, people say, and it's so overwhelmingly like such a feeling of defeating. I'm doing tshuva for the same stuff. The good news is it's not panim chadashos bo'olakan, right? Like it's not like I didn't run a Ponzi scheme this year. That's the good news. And chances are I'm not enough to worry about anything. The truth is I really have no new averos. I just have the same averos. And it's the same stuff that I've been struggling with for 5 years, for 10 years, for 20 years, for 30 years. And I really thought that this was the year I was gonna get it together. I really thought that this was I was so resolute in my desire to change, in my desire to overcome, in my desire to become something different. And I was, you know what happens? After enough years of doing tshuva for the same averos, I begin to think to myself, you know what? This is who I am. This is who I am. And perhaps change is impossible. Perhaps again, I'm so damaged. I'm so tarnished. I've reinforced the same negative behaviors for so many years. That this is it. To which Moshe Rabbeinu, to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, don't think that way. I may be very far. Sometimes Rebbe says, as a result of the way we live, as a result of the lifestyle choices we make, as a result of the decisions we make, the choices we make, so sometimes we're very far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It could happen. But Rebbe Shalom says, don't worry. Because no matter how far you are, B'Ktzeh HaShamayim, you think you don't live with me in the celestial sphere. You think you don't have holiness. There's a part of you. There's a part of you that resides in Shine. There's a part of you that's halig. There's a part of you that's holy. There's a part of you that's beautiful. The Ribono Shel Olam, when he looks at you, he doesn't see the part that's nidichacho. He doesn't see the part that's exiled, but rather he sees the part that's b'ktzeh hashamayim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at me, he doesn't see the parts that are messed up. He doesn't see the parts that are tarnished. What he does is he sees the beautiful pockets and reservoirs of Kedusha that I do possess. And the Ribono Shalom says, that's you. That's the real you. The real you is the one that resides b'ktzeh hashamayim. It's not the one that lives b'nidichacho. It's not the one that's expelled. It's not the one that's so far. It's not the one that's messed up. When I look at you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I see the part of you that's b'ktzeh hashamayim. All I ask is that when you look at you, you also see that. When you look at yourself, don't see the part that's nidichacho. Don't see the part that's expelled, that's far away, that's damaged, that's not good. But see the part that's b'ktzeh hashamayim. Because if you see the little part of you that's still holy, then that'll give you the hope, that'll give you the optimism, that'll give you the courage to be able to refine the rest of you. That will give you the ability to overhaul all of the parts that are broken. That's the message ultimately, again, I will say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to us, that Moshe Rabbeinu gives to us. And this last Shabbos of the year, where this Shabbos has so much koch, so much power, we enter into the Shabbos of Slichos, the days leading up to the Yamim Noraim. I will say it's so important. Sometimes we get so down on ourselves because of the mistakes that we've made and because of the, sometimes the very bad life decisions. And sometimes I can't even like reverse my way out of those bad life decisions. They just are what they are. But Rebbe says, even if I have some of those and I feel so nedichacho, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us, b'ktzeh hashamayim. Just remember, no matter how badly I've messed up in life, there's a part of me that's holy. There's a part of me that's pure. There's a part of me that resides, that has the ability to reside in the celestial sphere. If we're just able to access that part, if we're just able to focus on that part, then there's no telling what type of tshuva we could achieve. I'm sorry.